And time now for us to return to our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series, brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. We welcome in Denver Daniel with Open Door. Denver, thank you so much for coming in studio today. How are you?
I'm doing great, Andy, and thank you.
Well, there's a lot of great things to talk about today. This is a really busy week for you guys, so we appreciate you carving out some of your time to come here and join us between bake-offs, concerts, and all kinds of other great things happening. You guys are really, really busy, but let's start with concert week. I mean, you guys actually have your preschool concert coming up tonight. You had your upper school concert a couple days ago. Tell us what makes these concerts so great.
Well, it's just always one of the things that we love about the school is the community. And these concert weeks are just a great opportunity for our community to come together. So Tuesday, we had our choir, our ensemble, our band perform from grades 5 through 12. And one of the neat things about that is just seeing the progression of a grade 5th and 6th grader picking up an instrument for the first time and then being able to hear our concert being performed at the conclusion, and the same for our choirs as well. It's just a great community time, and we're expecting the same tonight as we go preschool through 4. It's their turn to shine this evening.
We were talking before we came on the air about the whole preschool concert. When it comes to the holidays, it's one of those events where you can't help but walk away from that with a smile on your face.
Absolutely. I was teasing around with a couple of our teachers yesterday that preschool, kindergarten, and first grade is my favorite concert, because as president, you're just always wanting to make sure that everything is going well and that the parents and the students are having a great experience. But with our preschoolers, just the cute factor alone overrides everything. So we just love looking at them as they perform.
Yeah, there's nothing like it, because for a lot of them, they're scared. They're up on stage the first time, but at the end of the night, maybe they walk away with some hot chocolate or some ice cream or something like that, and everybody goes home happy.
Absolutely.
Great, great stuff. Well, you guys recently had a bake-off, and I know this created some pretty intense competition as well.
Absolutely.
Tell us what made this so great.
So I was chuckling when we were talking earlier in the week about, hey, I want to hear about the bake-off. And it was quite the fun event at the school, and it is exactly what it sounds like. Our modern media class really organized a commercial that set the wheels in motion for a really heavy competition related to a lot of different categories. And it was just fun watching our students compete against one another in the different categories and enjoying the taste test that followed as well. So it was a great community kickoff to the season event for sure.
You mentioned the modern media courses that you guys offer, and it really is impressive. When you go to your website, you guys do a nice job of highlighting all the great things that you do, but you guys also do a wonderful job with that of highlighting some of your students and even in some cases some of your alumni as well. That modern media course seems like it's really taken off.
It is. It's one of our favorite classes as far as on-demand by our students, and they just continue to challenge themselves on different ways that they can share the story about Open Door. Schools and then just to see other venues that they can explore and challenging themselves. So it's been a great course, and actually we're starting a middle school version of that class as well, just to keep the ball rolling and the good things, and just to continue to grow in what we expect our students to be able to do in that class.
Denver Daniel, president at Open Door, joining us here on our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. Well, Silent Night is one of those things that's really beginning to pick up. Not talking about the Christmas Carol necessarily, but this is something I believe that was started by Taylor University over in Indiana, but it really kind of has blossomed. You guys have your Silent Night game coming up. For those that don't know what the Silent Night game is, tell us all about it.
Well, it is a great, it did start at Taylor University. Actually, they had their Silent Night game last Friday. But what Silent Night is, it's our kickoff to our Christmas tournament. And what happens is that the students love coming on costume, and they will be absolutely quiet, silent, until our team scores their 10th point. And then at that point, the crowd truly goes crazy. And it just having a good time celebrating. It is truly one of my favorite events of the school year, just because of how well our students enjoy it, and well, actually our community, and to see all of our alumni come back for that event as well. It has certainly become a tradition at Open Door Christian Schools. And then at the last 2 minutes, we do sing the song collectively as a fan base, Silent Night. So it's just a little bit of a crazy way to do things at a basketball game, but it is a lot of fun. You have to see it to believe it, to be honest.
And it's one of those things, as a visiting fan, when you walk into a gym where that's done, you're not exactly sure what's going on, because you're right, the second you guys score that 10th point, it's like the buzzer goes off and they just open up the floodgates. But it's more than just that. You mentioned the costumes that the kids come out in. And boy, it's got to be tough for a high school kid to not say anything until the home team scores 10 points.
Absolutely. And it's just one of those things that they enjoy. And then you're absolutely right, our opposing fans on that day, and they have been great in our Christmas tournament, but they truly are like, what is going on? But they have, by the end of the night, they're enjoying and joining in on it as well. So it's just been a great celebration.
And what's the official date for your Silent Night game this
year?
It
is December 20th, so next Friday.
Oh, boy. Okay, so there's another layer to that as well, because December 20th, when school is out that day, that's when you guys begin your holiday break.
Precisely.
So the kids are going to be really jacked up at that point, so it's going to be even tougher for them not to say anything until they score 10.
That is actually one of the appeals of the entire event for us, is that it is really our kickoff into the Christmas vacation, which adds another level of excitement and appeal all the way around.
You mentioned that the alumni really love getting behind this. They enjoy coming to this also. And look, for recent alumnus, I mean, chances are they're out of college at that point, so they get a chance to join in the fun. You guys do a great job, as we mentioned earlier, of highlighting your alumni. And you know, you have a few I know that you want to point out as well, who have gone on to do some great things after leaving Open Door.
Yeah, we love our alumni. They are family. And so this is always, this coming week is always one of my favorite weeks of the school year, in that we will see them popping in and just sharing what's been happening to them in their first semester at school. But we have just been blessed over the last several years to have, even though we are a small graduating class, when you look at other schools in the county, what we're seeing as far as our athletes, last year we had 8 senior athletes assign letter of intents to play at different schools, NCAA or NAIA. Our basketball team, we were blessed to have 4 of the 5 going on to the next level and playing. I'm blessed with my own son, who is recently came in 20th in the NAIA Nationals Marathon. So we are really blessed to have an abundance of talent and great coaches to coach that up. And coupled with that, the academic performance of our alumni is stellar. I mean, last year alone, we averaged $100,000 per student in scholarship awards. So education paid off. Their hard work, dedication in and out of the classroom is paying dividends, and we couldn't be more proud of them.
Wow. And that's an outstanding number, $100,000 per student. So that says a lot about what the kids are doing there, for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, technology has become a big part of education these days, no question about that. And I think from first grade to second grade, and you continue to climb that ladder, you know, there's something cool that you guys do. You guys actually give kids all the way down at first and second grade Chromebooks to work with. And, you know, to me, I think about the day and age in which you and I went to school, and we were lucky if there was a computer in the classroom, but now these kids have Chromebooks, their own individual Chromebooks. That's crazy.
It is. The world has definitely changed, hasn't it? And the number that we shared, Andy, about the $100,000 per student, per senior, that starts, we believe, in what's happening in our lower school. And our lower school teachers are absolutely fabulous and just are constantly challenging our students to think the way that the world is presenting them, and that comes through technology. And they are, you know, we use our technology not in a rote manner. We want our students using that for projects, presentations, and we want to start that as early as we can with our robotics programs and just our the different things that we offer in the classroom.
Yeah, and there's a lot that they can do with these Chromebooks. It's amazing when you sit down and you watch some of these kids really go to work on them. The great creations they can put together, you know, there's that commercial out there right now where the two girls end up putting a nice little video together for the grandfather, where their deceased grandmother's imposed in pictures and things like that. It really is wild when you watch a video like that because you know how real that is because the kids are just that good at technology these days.
Yeah, it just comes naturally for them. There was a book written a couple of years ago that talks about how the students of today are digital natives, where you and I are constantly in the learning process. It just comes intuitive to them, and it really is remarkable to see what they're able to do.
Yeah, there's no question about that. Well, last year, the theater department had a lot of fun with their musical Newsies over at Lorain County Community College. And this year, you guys are going back to an oldie but goodie in West Side Story.
We are. We are so proud of our drama department. It just continues to impress. It's actually one of the draws of our school. Last year alone with Newsies, we were nominated for 5 different awards from the Cleveland Playhouse Square and their Dazzle Awards. And we are returning a ton of great talent into West Side Story. And we're really excited about West Side Story because we want to really tackle maybe a little bit tougher of a musical. But we feel like we have the talent with our students to truly showcase who we are as a school body.
So you mentioned you guys were nominated for 5 different awards last year?
We were. So the Dazzle program is something that takes place at Cleveland Playhouse Square. And every year since the inception of the Dazzle Awards, we've been blessed to be nominated in several different categories. And it is just a showcase and a testament to here's a small school that is loaded with talent, that embraces as a community the musical, and we have just, the awards have continued to just show forth. Our director and Debbie Mann and her daughter Nikki Ford are just phenomenal and bring out, I'm always stunned, candidly, and I shouldn't be, but I'm stunned at just the year after year quality that our students produce in the musicals.
The crazy thing, too, is we're sitting here talking about the musical West Side Story, which I don't think takes place until the spring, right? March?
Correct. It's in middle of March is when we invade Lorain County Stocker Center and we put forth the production there.
So what we're getting at here is that this isn't something that happens overnight. This is many, many months in the making.
Absolutely. So we have our set crew that has been busy now for several weeks. We just had auditions and run-throughs now going on with the musical. It is a definite build-up. As soon as the fall play concludes, they are in musical mode. So it's fun.
It sounds like a blast. Sounds like an absolute blast. Well, I'm sure Silent Night will be a lot of fun coming up a week from tomorrow. And then, boy, the week after that, I've actually got a couple of games on my schedule for Open Door down at the
Great.
Wellington Holiday Tournament. So looking forward to that. Denver, thank you so much for stopping by and joining us in studio. Always a pleasure to catch up with you and learn about the new exciting things happening at Open Door.
All right. Thank you, Andy.
Thank you very much, Denver. Again, that's Denver Daniel, president at Open Door, joining us on the Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. It's brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing, worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day.